Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why all, there's no such thing as emotional and mental attack, because whatever a person is saying to you, it's always your interpretation of what they're saying that is between you and what they're saying, and it's your interpretation of what they're saying that's going to determine how you emotionally respond to it. So the only reason why a person hurts you emotionally is because you hurt you emotionally about what they just said. So there is no emotional attack. There is no mental attack. There is you accepting it. And when you accept it, of course it's real for you. He calls me that, and then I get mad about it, and then we get to fighting. Well, then I hurt myself. But I could say he was the one that triggered it. But I was really, what, using him as a source of ego support. That's what I was really doing. The truth is, I had already decided to be upset. And so he witnessed something to give me something to feel upset about. And that's the way the Course says all upset operates. First you decide to have a lousy day, then you have one.
Wow.
First you get up in the morning and you decide, maybe you feel guilty about something you did yesterday. So subconsciously, you get up in the morning ready to receive your punishment for what you did yesterday. And unconsciously, you trigger everyone around you. And unconsciously, you play the victim. But you really are getting the punishment that you think you deserve for something you're feeling guilty about. So truly, the only thing that's happening in the world is that we're looking at a perverted way to absolve ourselves of guilt by continually creating situations that harm us, hurt us, and attack us to pay off the debt we think we need to pay off.
And that includes the physical.
And that includes the physical. So that's what I meant by saying people are more witnesses for peace than they are for conflict, because no one's attacking us 24 hours. Even in the war in Iraq, they're not being shot at 24 hours a day. There's more times that they're not being shot at than when they're being shot at. So their brothers are really witnessing more for peace than they're witnessing for conflict.
Oh, well, that's a trip. Good example.
You with me on this?
Oh, totally.
Any resistance to this?
It's nice to have a peaceful view of that.
Yeah, because it's happening
anyway. Yeah, it's nice to have a peaceful view about it.
Oh, this book is full of peaceful views. The trip is, do you want to support the fearful view, or do you want to support the peaceful view? Because when you come in the room, you decide what kind of experience you want to have in the class before you walk in. And then everything that happens in the class just validates or reinforces what you've already decided before you walk in. Some people bring people, and as soon as they walk in the door, they decided not to like what they're about to hear. All right. So no matter what I say, what are they going to do with it?
They're
going to fight against it, and they're going to find flaws in it. Not because what I'm saying is wrong, but because they've already decided what's right. The Course says most people never ever ask an honest question. I used to test that out in my classes for years. Because it says an honest question is simply a question in which you have no idea what the answer is. A dishonest question is a question where you already have an idea of what the answer is. And you're looking for a reinforcement of what you've already decided, or you really just want to make a statement, and so you do it in the form of a question, but you just really want to state your point of view.
Got my
two things. I mean, all the time. You know. But don't you think that it really is the fact that you're just making your interpretation that's really making this happen? Don't you see that's a statement? Don't you see that? Don't you think that it really is the other person calling you?
I see how important or how smart I am. So I'll ask a rhetorical question so that they can see how smart I am.
Oh, hell yeah. and it's good. It's cool. Sometimes people need to do that so they won't blow up, because they, you know, they need to make that. That's why I say, you know, anybody want to share? Because I think it's important for you to have an opportunity to share.
So, can I ask you a question?
You can share, you can make a statement, or ask a question.
Okay. I've seen a pattern show up in my life suddenly with a person I live with, and the current signer of my checks. And I would label this as petty tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to own this reflection.
Okay.
And so in what way am I being a petty tyrant in my life?
Okay.
And I can see that what I'm doing is trying to take the place of God in deciding how things should be by withholding this or, you know, by trying to control reality, really.
Mm-hmm.
And is that, would you say, is an accurate use of seeing the reflection of what's going on and then what to do about wanting to change, you know, what I'm creating that's showing up that way?
If you're willing to see it correctly, vision will correct the error. So your willingness to own it and to tell the truth about it, mm-hmm. whether you realize it or not, is creating a space for Holy Spirit, higher self, to resolve this situation through you and for you. So the most important step is the one that you're taking right now, which is saying, I am using them as a source of ego support. How am I using them as a source of ego support? Well, they're providing plenty of reasons why I shouldn't be feeling a whole lot of peace for them right now. Mm. The person not signing my check, da-da-da. So the way you get rid of that is when you recognize that they're not really doing anything to you. They're just providing reasons for you to continue to support your separation from God and your separation from them. And it's in that realization that you're using them for separation that blocks the consciousness expression that continues to create that situation. The next stage would be to give yourself peace whether they sign, whether whatever it looks like the petty tyrant is doing or not. Because everybody attracts petty tyrants, or what we would call worthy opponents. A worthy opponent is always someone that shows up on your spiritual path. The purpose of a worthy opponent or a petty tyrant is to make you apply everything you say you're learning.
Yeah.
everybody got a petty tyrant? Alright, okay. Some of them marry your petty tyrants. Some of them give birth to their petty tyrants. Some people work for their petty tyrants. You know what I'm saying? These are the people that you have to practice the truth on because they look like they won't act the way you want them to. So what do? They force you to go within for your peace. As long as you make your peace dependent on what they do or don't do, then you're not applying your teaching. So it's not about if I own it, then this person that pays my check, this problem I'm having with them is going to just evaporate, which it usually does, by the way. The real issue is, can I interpret what's going on in such a way that I don't use them for peer support and I give myself peace? Because at the point that I can give myself peace no matter what they're doing, that's when I know I am applying the learning. You with me on that? We're not applying the learning just because the outer world seems to conform to our wishes. That's the trick. The course must be working. Because if the course is working and I'm paralyzed, I should get up and walk. If I can't walk, I must not be practicing the course. That's the ego. I'm paralyzed. I'm peaceful about it. I've got the course. Mm-hmm. Because there are paralyzed people that are happier than people who can walk. Simply because they have more peace than the person that can walk that's angry, complaining, judging, miserable all day long. Now, by that person getting to a peaceful state of mind, the Course says that that's the state of mind that you can hear the voice for God. So if there is to be a physical healing, they would be in the state of mind to allow that to happen. Okay, you better with me on that? When I get my bills paid, then I'll be peaceful. It is not an enlightened point of view. The most unconscious person you know believe that. Person who's never picked up a book believes that. So if you believe that too, what, how does that make you more unaware? Right? You see what I'm saying? But don't we do it? I'm studying the course, so therefore my bills should get paid. Well, am I studying the course to get my bills paid? Yes. That's why most people get on the spiritual path. They got something physical happening that they want to change. It's very few people get on the spiritual path just because they want God. Or they just want the truth.